This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today highlighted India's fintech prowess at the Global Fintech Fest GFF 2024 at Mumbai in Maharashtra. Speaking at the event, Mr. Modi said the fintech sector played a significant role in democratizing financial services. He said, in the last 10 years, the fintech space has attracted investments of more than $31 billion. Mr. Modi added that digital transactions have diminished the menace of parallel economy and increased transparency in the banking system. Prime Minister Modi asserted that India's fintech ecosystem will bring ease of living for the world. He said the country's fintech adoption is unmatched in speed and scale, and half of the world's real-time digital transactions take place in India. He said, in just a decade, India's broadband users have increased from 6 crore to 94 crore. Speaking on the occasion, Reserve Bank of India Governor Shaktikanta Das opined that India now stands on the cusp of a transformation where technology will act as the engine to meet the aspirations of every citizen. The Prime Minister also visited the GFF exhibition, showcasing the latest innovations of the fintech landscape. Later in the day, Prime Minister laid the foundation stone of Vadhavan Port in Palghar district of the state. He also inaugurated various fisheries projects and distributed transponders and Kisan credit cards to fishermen. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said that in the last decade, development on India's coast has gained unprecedented pace. He noted that the government has modernized ports, developed waterways, and invested lakhs and crores of rupees in this direction. The Prime Minister added that private investment has also increased, providing benefits and new opportunities for the youth. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that India cannot become a developed nation if women are not participants in its growth. He was addressing an interactive session on role of women in Viksit Bharat at Bharti College, University of Delhi, today. Mr. Dhankar said that women are the most important stakeholders in the making of Viksit Bharat. He said that girls and women have energy and talent, and creating an ecosystem is a must for their optimal participation. The Vice President also stressed women-led empowerment. Expressing pain over the Kolkata rape and murder incident, the Vice President said that where women and girls do not feel safe, that society is not a civilized society. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said the era of uninterrupted dialogue with Pakistan is over, stressing that actions have consequences. Dr. Jaishankar stated this during a book launch in New Delhi. He said India is not passive with regard to dealing with Pakistan, and New Delhi will react whether events take a positive or negative direction. Talking about Bangladesh, the minister said India has to look for mutuality of interest amidst the political changes in the neighboring country. On India's relationship with the Maldives, Dr. Jaishankar said there have been ups and downs in India's approach to the Maldives. The meeting of the Joint Committee of Parliament on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 is currently underway in New Delhi to seek views and suggestions from various stakeholders. The Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 is intended to overcome the shortcomings and to enhance the efficiency of the administration and management of the Waqf properties. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy rainfall over Odisha, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Vidarbha and Telangana during the next 2 to 3 days. The IMD said that these conditions will also prevail over parts of Gujarat and Vidarbha till tomorrow. Meanwhile, IMD has said a deep depression formed over Kutch region in Gujarat is expected to turn into a cyclone and is likely to move towards Pakistan in the northeastern Arabian Sea. And at the Paralympics Games in Paris, India opened their account with shooters Avni Lekhra clinching a gold and Mona Agarwal bagging a bronze. Avni won a gold medal at the women's 10-meter air rifle with a score of 249.7, which is also a Paralympic record. And that is the end of this news bulletin.